Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here on Sunday the 15th of April 2012. And this is an introductory boo to a series of boos I'm going to be attempting on freedom stroke fear of speech. And I shall be putting a hashtag FFOS so that if anybody wishes to follow this as a thread, they can do on Twitter, Audioboo, or through an RSS feed, and it will be a way of anybody who's interested to be able to collate these thoughts. And if anybody would like to respond to these thoughts of mine on freedom, fear of speech, if you could put that tag, FFOS, as a hashtag, it will be handy, just so we can group them together if you like. So why am I going to do this? Well, it's a subject very close to my heart. I use Audioboo, and I'm going to be using Audioboo far more, but I'm going to be limiting my boos to 5 minutes, 5 minute sections, because I personally believe that's enough for anybody to listen to me in one go. And I want to do this because there seems to be an awful lot of fear today in speaking. And I've been in conversations with a lot of people, publicly, privately, on social networks and off social networks, talking about this fear of speaking. Where does the fear and the freedom, how do these two separate, very separate thoughts combine? Because we have a freedom of speech, yet we're fearful to do so. I'll be touching on quite a few topics here, really. I will be touching, of course, on the freedom of speech itself, what I think it means, fear of speech, and what I think that means, and other things as well, such as apologising in speech, offending people, being offended by speech, thoughts and how to share them, how to express ourselves in a way, if you like, that's free of fear, that is true freedom of speech. Freedom of speech has become diluted. It has become something that is now fluffy. We live in a world of fear, and this is what has inspired these boos. So if you would like to listen, you can follow me here on Audioboo. I shall be tweeting out the links. They will be available on my blog at pilgrimchris.com. And I will cross-post them everywhere, really. And again, the hashtag FFOS, freedom and fear of speech. So thank you for listening, and I will be doing the first part of this, first part proper, shortly. So thank you again, and I hope that people will join in. I hope people will be able to express their freedom of speech without fear. And hopefully it might become an interesting debate. If not, it'll be at least something for me to look back upon as a point in time of where I was at. Thanks for listening. And as always, God bless to you all. And if there isn't a God, be happy. Thank you.